Shulchan Aruch begins, the first Ramah begins, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. The avoid of Shavisi Havaya Lenegdi Somet. What's the avoid of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet? We have to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us all the time. And the first Ramah there in Shulchan Aruch is Marich. Marich on this idea. Kla Godlu. Malas atzadikim shehoichin lefnei elakim k'ein yishivas odom tenois vasokov levadu bebeisoy kishivosoy o tenois vasokov hu lefnei melech godl. In other words, a melech basav adom, your behavior in front of him is very much unlike your behavior when you're not in front of him. You're speaking, the Ramah's marach. You're speaking, when you speak to the king is different than when you speak to your family members when you're at home. Kol shken k'shiyosim odom el libo yishav melech hagodl hakadosh baruch ha shemeloich alorz kvoidei oim et olav rei b'masov Yad, Yagia, a year of Achno, etc. In other words, avoid the Shavisi Hashem Negdi Somet is to realize that unlike Melech Boss of Adam, that when you're in the palace, you're in front of him, and when you're out of the palace, you're back to him and you can do what you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is his palace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is his palace. The whole world, you're Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. And if the whole world, you're Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, the avoid of Shavisi Havai Negdi Somet is that we should realize that every Maisa that we're doing in the king's Melech, in the king's palace. This connects to the last Ramah in Or HaChaim. The last Ramah that discusses Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Sudas Purim, V'toyv Lev HaMishta Tomid. The same Shavisi Hashem LeNegdi Somet is shaykh to the V'toyv Lev HaMishta Tomid at the end of Megillah, at the end of in Hilchas Purim. The same Tomid. What's the pshat? Taka, we see that there's no Yud Kevavke mentioned in the Megillah. The Ikar Avoda is Shavisi Havai LeNegdi Somet. Amalek is master the Havai of Shavisi Hashem LeNegdi Somet. This is not Hashem's palace. We know that Esav and Yaakov, Chazal say, divided up the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. Esav took Olam Hazeh. Esav claims rights that Olam Hazeh is his palace. Yaakov, through the brachas, got Olam Hazeh as well at the end, as Chazal say. Ramaisa Esav, Amalek, they claim that this is their palace. The Olam Hazeh is not the Ribbono Shel'Olam's palace. Anytime a person walks out of shul, which is a greater concentration of Hashem's palace, and he walks into the street and he feels he's not lifnei Hashem, it's like a bechina of going into Esav Rishus, because we're ma'amim b'mun shleimo. The tachlis of Torah mitzvahs is to feel that we're omed lifnei Hashem at all times. That's why Torah Bal Peh, Torah B'Ksav begins with the base. The first Masechta of Torah Shebal Peh also begins with a base. Base is bias. The tachlis of Torah, the tachlis of mitzvahs, is to feel that we're in the base Hashem. And everything we do, we're doing in the base Hashem. And that's why the first Masechta of Torah Shebal Peh, and by the way, Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus. Torah Shebal Peh is the beginning of Malchus. And the whole Torah Shebal Peh is based on a stira that's asked. Sorry, not the whole Torah. The whole Masechta is brachas. It's based on the stira that's asked. And one pasuk says, "Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem v'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam." The other pasuk says, "Hashem ha'aretz umloya." Kan koydim habracha, kan liacha habracha. The whole tachlis is the avoid of shivis Hashem l'nedi somet. To realize that you have to make a bracha, you have to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, king down here in this world. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's the tachlis of Torah mitzvahs. That's the aschol of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebal Peh. Amalek's master this, because Amalek claims that this world is his. It's his palace. The whole story of Megillas Esther is Achashverosh made a big palace, made the big feast in his big palace, and he wants Klal Yisrael to feel this is his abode. He was Moloch Bekippa. That's the shutzvah between him and Haman. This is Oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. This is Adam's palace. To be master the avoida of Shavisi Havai LeNegdi Somet, like the Ramah says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that you're always omed lefnei HaMelech. To be master that avoida, and that's how he's mastered that avoida. So that's why there's no Yud Kevavke in the Megillah, because that's what they were being mastered. When Esther invited Haman to the Mishteh, so one of the Rosh HaTevis of שם הוויה, אז יובי המלך, יובי המלך והומן, אל המשתה. Esther was inviting Haman and Rasha. And Esther is going to be Megala the Yudke Vovke. Esther is going to be Megala the Avoyda Shemisi Hashem. And therefore that's why Esther pointed an accusing finger at Haman. And he said, Ish Tzav Oyev Haman and Raza. And Apel de Gazach. But Achashverosh got up angrily. He went out to the Chatzar Ginas Bison HaMelech. And when he came back, he sees Haman Neufel Alamita Sh'Esther Oleo. And Chazal say that a Malach came and pushed Haman down onto Esther, as if he was trying to be Mizana with her. And then Achashverosh says the words that reverberate in our ears, Lo'erech kol ha'doros, Hagam lichboish es ha'malka imi ba'boyis. And this is a pleiadika amkus. Because the whole zach of Haman is that this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu's bias. The whole vote of Haman is that this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu's bias. And therefore Haman's ma'pola to be doing an avera in front of the king, in the king's palace, imi ba'boyis, in the king's palace. The Chayra, Haman's judgment was anyways Achaz Dachse Lahomis. Esther just accused Haman of trying to kill her people plus her. King was anyways angry. But nevertheless, something else had to happen. Because the downfall of Haman had to come through the Pasuk HaGam Lichbosh as a Malki Imi Baboyas. Because that's what Haman tries to be mustered. That every Yid is to know, whenever he does an Avera, he's doing an Avera in the Rabbi Shalom's palace. He's doing an Avera down here on the Oretz, which is on in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. And that's like Gam Lichbosh as a Malki Imi Baboyas. Maybe that's why after the Mechis HaMalik is a mitzvah to have Mishta v'simcha, mitzvah to have a Suda. Suda's Purim, most important thing, Suda's Purim. By Achila and Shtia, we find whoever eats al Shulchan and he says Dibre Torah, it's Kilo Ochlo, it's as if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, as if he's in the King's Palace. Achila is Megala, the Yesod, that wherever you are, you're in the King's Palace, if you say Dibre Torah. So the mitzvah of Mishta and Simcha and Suda and Purim, Toiv Lev HaMishta Tomid, is the same Tomid as Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. Because Purim was back Megalat. They were mustered the Avoida of Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. And the story of Purim brings back the Avoida of Shavisa Hashem L'Negdi Somid. And that's the end. That's not Soifim Mitchiloso, the end of the Ramah, the Tomid at the end of the Ramah, the end of Aruch Chaim, to the Ramah at the beginning of Aruch Chaim.